Earlier this week, the Oklahoma City Council met for a special session at the Cox Convention Center in downtown Oklahoma City. Among the topics they discussed were the general obligation bond to pay for city government that will go before voters in 2017 and an update on MAPS 3 funding. The Journal Records editor and associate publisher Ted Struley has some of the details. He's with us as he is most Fridays to discuss some of the week's business stories. Ted, this GO bond issue comes before voters once every 10 years. It pays for things like street repairs, rainwater drainage, and police station buildings for several years at a time. The 2007 bond issue totaled just under $836 million. But your reporter Brian Bruce, who is at the convention center for this meeting this week, wrote the new bond issue could total more than $1 billion. What were city council members looking at during Tuesday's presentation?
Well, they're looking at all kinds of things at the moment, Brian. Among the things they're having to consider is how long it would take to pay back how much debt. So there's probably a 5 to 10 year window on the payback on those bonds. The city's looking at an ad valorem tax increase. That's what this is, to pay for those bonds. So the mill system, a mill is $1 for every $1,000 of assessed property value. Finance Director Craig Freeman told us that, you know, they could be looking at a bond issue of anywhere from $400 million to $1.4 billion. And so to pay that back, property owners in the city would be paying 16 mills over 5 years at the low end, or up to 20 mills over 10 years at the high end.
Is there any risk with going with that higher figure, and how receptive would voters be to seeing their property taxes increase that much?
Well, the big risk is that if they were to go all the way up to 20 mills over 10 years, it could hurt the city's credit rating, because the payback looks like a bit of a stretch on that. So some of the recommendations were that they not go over 18 mills. An average person, you know, with a, say, $150,000 house in Oklahoma County would see an increase in their annual property taxes of about 2%. So at 16 mills going up to 18 mills, property taxes would go from $1,777 up to about $1,808. So 2%. And the city is taking feedback on how that money might get spent. They know they need to invest more in streets and traffic lights and bridges and that kind of thing. They've gotten that from resident surveys. They also know residents are interested in seeing some work on drainage, parks, police and fire infrastructure, libraries, other facilities and economic development initiatives, and some sidewalks.
Another topic the council talked about Tuesday involved the MAPS 3 series of projects. Of course, these were the projects that were all paid for by a 1 cent sales tax extension Oklahoma City voters approved in 2009. And City Manager Jim Couch said about $39 million of the $777 million total price tag haven't been earmarked due to what he described as cautious projections and cost savings. So what is the city thinking of doing with that money?
Well, this week, actually, a couple of proposals have come up. The one that came up at the council meeting was to build a public parking garage near the new convention center. It would be able to serve motorists both for the convention center, the streetcar, the proposed hotel, and the Chesapeake Energy Arena. There have been some other ideas this week. One is building a fifth senior wellness center, or adding to the plan for sidewalks and trails, or even down on the river doing some more work at Riversport Rapids.
And how did the council react to these ideas, and what comes next?
Well, Councilman Ed Shadid questioned the parking garage. He suggested that self-driving cars would soon fill our streets and there would be no need for that kind of garage space. Councilwoman Meg Salyer, though, pointed out that they'll still need to keep those cars somewhere, and there was some back and forth on that, with Shadid suggesting the self-driving cars will be shared by several people and we won't need as many parking spaces. Ultimately, the public's going to have some input on how we spend that money. Council will discuss this. There's no particular timetable. It'll be submitted at a regular council meeting for some discussion and possible action, but that process also allows for some public comment along the way.
Ted Struley is the editor and associate publisher at The Journal Record and joins me each Friday from his office in Oklahoma City to talk about business and economic development. Ted, as always, we appreciate your insight.
Thanks for having me, Brian.